What? I demanded. His eyes slid back to mine still tight. Newton's getting on my nerves. You weren't listening again. I was horror-struck. All traces of my sudden good humor vanished. How's your head? He asked innocently. You're unbelievable. I turned, stomping away in the general direction of the parking lot, though I hadn't ruled out walking at this point. He kept up with me easily. You were the one who mentioned how I'd never seen you in gym. It made me curious. He didn't sound repentant, so I ignored him. We walked in silence, a furious, embarrassed silence on my part, to his car. But I had to stop a few steps away. A crowd of people, all boys, were surrounding it. Then I realized they weren't surrounding the Volvo. They were actually circled around Rosalie's red convertible, unmistakable lust in their eyes. None of them even looked up as Edward slid between them to open his door. I climbed quickly in the passenger side, also unnoticed. Ostentatious, he muttered. What kind of car is that? I asked. An M3. I don't speak car and driver. It's a BMW, he rolled his eyes, not looking at me, trying to back out without running over the car enthusiast. I nodded. I'd heard of that one. Are you still angry? He asked as he carefully maneuvered his way out. Definitely, he sighed. Will you forgive me if I apologize? Maybe, if you mean it. And if you promise not to do it again, I insisted. His eyes were suddenly shrewd. How about if I mean it, and I agree to let you drive Saturday? He countered my conditions. I considered and decided it was probably the best offer I would get. Deal, I agreed.